Hello, Brunswick Junior High School Wind Ensemble. My name is Phil Edelman from the University of Maine, and I'm very excited to hear your performance today. Looks like we're starting with Newcastle March. Okay, so right off the bat, one of the things that we want to do is make sure that these marcato accents get a nice, strong front-end attack. We're going to want to push straight through that dotted half note. Yep, we're losing just a little bit of intensity. So really push through this. Okay, we're rushing just a little bit there. We need to be careful. Okay, so the flute and first clarinet here are rushing just the tiniest bit coming off the dotted quarter note. Let them listen through the low clarinets here to make sure that our timing stays good. Okay, so we need to talk about the difference between a marcato and a martellato accent, like in measure 20. Nice work, first clarinet and flutes. I can hear you just fine. And then trumpets and alto saxes laying down the melody line. You're doing great. Yeah, we might call this the trio section here, and you're doing a really nice job keeping your tempo consistent. And the color of the low clarinet with the euphonium is coming across just great. At measure 40, we're going to want to put a little bit of space between the dotted eighth and the 16th note. Same thing there in measure 46 with the space. Strong ending. I'm not sure what happened in measure 50-51, whether you added a subito piano or we just sort of ran out of steam. So that's one of the things that we're going to want to make sure is pretty clear, because if it was a subito piano, not everybody did it. So one of the things I really like about the way that you played that was your attention to what we call metric dependability. So the tempo that was set was the tempo that we continued to play the whole way. And that's really good. That's a hard thing for a young band to do, so congratulations on that. Looks like we're doing Such Small Things by Daughtry. This is one of the prettiest pieces that I've heard in a long time. I hope that you really enjoy playing this. That's really good job, percussion. You're playing that absolutely gorgeously. Okay, we're going to need to be careful on these open major seconds. They've got to be a wide interval, and right now we're compressing them just a little bit. Altos, be careful that you can control your tone in this range. That high A is getting a little bit squawky. Okay, key issue there. It sounded like we might have had someone play a concert A flat or something like that going into 17. Could use a little bit more of the 16th notes in the piano. That's a pretty beautiful part. Okay, so it sounds like here in sort of the 21 area that we're not really recognizing what the important thematic material is versus the harmonic underpinning of the piece. Okay, I'm not getting the triangle. Yep, the volume there is perfect for your percussionists. These entrances in 30 and 31 feel a little bit timid to me. So make sure we're getting a nice big breath together and then coming in as a section. I would lengthen the eighth note releases of the triplet just a little bit. So instead of da-da-da-da, more like da-da-da-da, dee-da-da-da. Okay, so that timpani hit, the F should be right on the cutoff, and then the B-flat should be after the cutoff. Okay, I don't know if you can hear in this recording or not, but there's quite a few gaps in sound, and there really shouldn't be. So we're really losing some of the length of the longer notes, the quarter notes and the half notes. Okay, we got an intonation issue here. We're getting a little bit sharp on that concert B flat. Good balance between the two soloists, but we need to have that smooth and not a big gap between measure 57, 58. Okay, flutes, you're going to watch that intonation on your C before 60. Tune those timpani a little bit more carefully. Band members, you've got to make sure you're watching your director. Miss Anderson is really showing those entrances clearly to you. But some of you had your heads down instead of watching her for your cue. Some of us may have come in on the wrong fermata there at 78. So there were some really beautiful moments throughout this whole thing, especially that opening piano and percussion thing. That was really gorgeous. One of the things that we need to pay attention to as an ensemble is making sure that we're keeping our note lengths correct the whole time. So if you have a half note, that's got to connect over to all the way through beat three. Otherwise, there's a musical gap. And that happened a number of times in this performance, which can sort of take away from the overall forward impetus of the music. So you really want to make sure that if you've got a long note, you're pushing and spinning that air all the way through your instrument for the entire length of the written note. Okay, we're going to do Clouds That Sail in Heaven, which I have not heard before, so I'm excited to hear your interpretation of this. So I'd like to hear a little bit more definition to the quarter note here. So dia da da, dia da da, dia da da. So one of the things that we need to concentrate on now is the way that we attack a marcato note and the way that we leave a dotted 8/16th note. So we've got di da da di da di da di da di da di da di da. Okay, I'm not sure we've got a real clear idea of what the harmony here is supposed to sound like. There we go, a little bit more weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, on the trumpet marcato accents would be really nice there. Okay, this whole thing should be crescendoing, I believe, so really make sure that that's apparent. So you got a couple bars of crescendo, then a couple bars of decrescendo. I like the way you've got this 4/3 and it's not speeding up. That's harder to do than it sounds. Right, that's a big moment at 64. So beat 2 of 64 should be nice and big and full. Okay, we're a little bit loud here, percussion. I'd like to hear a little bit more attack on the offbeat entrance. A little bit more there, low brass, low reeds. Okay, we're not getting that pyramid as it was written, so we've got to really work on that, trumpets, clarinets. Nice, let's bring this whole thing to the end. Yeah, I think you could get away with even a little bit more length on the that very last note. Dia, da, da. Right, so it's a martellato marking, but the fact that it's the last note of the piece, I think you can really use that to make it really sound final with a little bit of extra resonance. Overall, very nice performance. I really enjoyed this today. Thanks so much for coming out, and I hope that you find my comments helpful.